Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest, every single day, God bless America, this is the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for being here. Number one today, three big things. Richard Simmons, the spandex-wearing workout guru of the 80s and 90s, announced he's battling cancer. Has left his fans upset, as you can imagine. Number two, a top Democrat in a race for a U.S. Senate seat just announced he supports citizenship and voting rights for illegal aliens in the country. This is a race that a very moderate Republican might be able to win. It makes it quite interesting. It's already a neck-and-neck race. And number three, the Fed reversed course and did not reduce interest rates as was expected, but then the inflation numbers came out. It put a chill on everything. Now the Fed claiming that there will be reductions in the rate three times this year. But I have no reason to believe that, because I don't see inflation getting any better. And Jerome Powell and the Fed, well, they're not going to drop interest rates if things don't get better. That's just the way that is, right? That's the way that is. Hey, and by the way, let's go. Jerome Powell says there's no change in interest rates today. Not at this time. Here's why. Here's part of what he said.
Are rates going to be higher in the longer run, if that's really your question? I don't think we know that. We think that rates were generally low during the pre-pandemic, post-global financial crisis era for reasons that are mostly, important, slow-moving, large things like demographics and productivity and that sort of thing, things that don't move quickly. But I don't think we know. I mean, my instinct would be that rates will not go back down to the very low levels that we saw where all around the world there were long-run rates that were at or below zero in some cases. I don't see rates going back down to that level, but I think there's tremendous uncertainty around that.
Tremendous uncertainty around all of that. Of course there is. Look, here I am, and I do this every day now. I haven't done this for a while, but I'm back doing this every day now. The price of gasoline up overnight by a cent and a half. It's up 12 cents since last week is gasoline. It's up tremendously, at least a quarter or more since a month ago, and it's higher than it was a year ago. Gas prices are on the rise, marching higher daily. I saw a station last night driving by $3.75, not too far from my house here in Michigan. And so $3.75, you're on your way to $4 a gallon. $4 gas is terrible for Joe Biden and his crew in Washington. And so that leads me to believe they'll do something. They will do something to push gas prices down. You know, they emptied the oil Strategic Oil Reserve last time around to try to push the price. It worked, by the way, temporarily. But gas is on the march higher now. And this is also why we won't do anything about Iran, because if you get into a war with Iran, then, of course, the price of gasoline goes to $5 or $6. That's a stone-cold loser. And Joe Biden already in a place where his numbers are the worst that they've ever been. Worse that they've ever been. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you're explaining, you're losing. That's the very truth about the failure of Bidenomics. That's why when you see Jerome Powell say, we're not going to drop interest rates because inflation is too high, that's a disaster. Bidenomics has been a disaster for the country. The whole economic plan of this administration has hurt people and is hurting working class people today, which is why, by the way, Joe Biden's in Saginaw County, Michigan, when he's campaigning, trying to shore up the middle class, trying to shore up union households, trying to hang on to those voting blocks that have historically been Democrats. They're slipping away. Here's more. Listen.
I had the Treasury Secretary on the show right after the State of the Union address, and I asked her why polling isn't showing that people give Joe Biden credit for good things happening in the economy. And Yellen said essentially, we need to explain what the president is doing to improve people's lives. I've heard that repeatedly from Democrats and the administration as to why voters say they don't feel good about the Biden economy. Do you think at this point, Jared, the we just need to promote his accomplishments more strategy may be falling flat?
I don't know about that. That all sounds like a very strategic communications kind of question, and it's a valid one. What I can tell you is that what you just prescribed there is exactly what we're doing. In fact, what we're doing as you and I speak.
Yeah. Look, they've got a lot of marbles in the mouth talk. They don't have any facts to hold things up. They're just a bunch of BS. That's kind of the way I feel about it. And look, you see the same things I see. Like I say, I go look at the gas price every day now. Every day it's going up. Gas has gone up dramatically, 25 cents, 30 cents, 35 cents in the last month, and it's on the rise. This is something people feel. If you drive a pickup truck or a Suburban like I do, you fill that vehicle up, man, it hits hard. It's 25, 28 gallons, right? If you get up to be a dollar a gallon, you know, you're $28 up. Well, 28 bucks means something. That'll almost buy you a value meal at McDonald's, 28 bucks these days. Anyhow, Jared Bernstein, what about those gas prices? Here's what he said.
Let's talk about gas prices. They're on the rise once again. AAA says the national average is, I think they said 352 is what I'm seeing today. That's up from 328 per gallon. That we know where the historical national average high hit over $5 in June 2022.
Right.
So we're not near that. But this trend,
right,
this increasing trend, are you concerned where this is headed?
Well, I watch the gas. One of the first clicks I do when I get up in the morning, which probably isn't a sign of a healthy person, is precisely on this gas price. So I track this very closely. And I think perhaps more importantly at CEA, we're always looking at the underlying factors to get to your question. So one part of this is seasonality.
Oh, seasonality. This inflation is killing us. We're getting clubbed like baby seals. It's not seasonal. It's devastating to working families. Families that don't have $500 extra in their pocket in case of emergency. If they have a flat tire or the battery goes out, I mean, they're struggling to meet basic needs like that. That's not some sort of a secret. It's where we are as a country. And Joe Biden's in Saginaw County, Michigan, because it's one of a handful of counties in this country that can determine the outcome of the election this November. 200,000 people in Saginaw County, give or take. If it goes back red, like it did in 2016, Donald Trump wins Michigan. And right now, he'd win Michigan. I'm telling you right now, Georgia and North Carolina, they're off the table. That means Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona. Nevada off the table. I'm telling you right now. Arizona, Donald Trump's up by 5.5 points. That's why Joe Biden has to come to places like Saginaw and beg for votes to try to hang on. I don't see it right now. The news is consistently bad. His performance in public is consistently worse. And therefore, Democrats have a very big problem on their hands. Do they keep him on the ticket come August? I'm not certain of that. We've talked about it a lot. They say, well, he's there. Well, we'll see, won't we? We will see. I mean, Jill likes that job a lot. We'll see. Coming up after the break, a new documentary, Border Invasion, an American Crisis. Chad Catton will be here to talk about that on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it.
But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S.